Mike Rowe is known for the dirty jobs he has to perform. But how many times do jobs really scare him? Plenty. The story on the American Countryside is brought to you by my friends at AgriGold. Check out their new giant hybrids that tower over the competition at AgriGold.com. Most Americans are familiar with Mike Rowe and his show Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel. Each job is unique, dirty, and often frightening.
You can only be so scared. And I have been that scared many times. I was frightened in Hawaii. Washing windows in and of itself isn't scary, but doing it 500 feet in the air in a bosun's chair is very sporty.
One thing that can make jobs scary is the lack of training time Mike and the crew receive.
It's about 150 degrees in the dead sun with a bucket of suds and a squeegee, just hoping. Normally, the training period on that building is 1 year. My crew goes in, we get trained for 4 hours.
Changing a light bulb 600 feet up on the Mackinac Bridge was scary. There are plenty of stories that fit that category, he says.
I tested a shark suit a couple of years ago, chainmail suit. Put on the suit, create a chum slick, let the sharks come, and then you jump in the middle of them and let them bite you. They dragged me to the bottom of the ocean and shook me like a tug toy. I was scared. I was with the inventor of the shark suit. He was scared, too.
That leads people to ask, do you have life insurance?
We didn't have any in the first season. We just couldn't get anybody to write it. Eventually, I think Lloyd's of London came along, and I got some sort of policy now, but I'm hopeful that I never have to file a claim because I'm suspicious that the thing actually exists.
Dirty Jobs was never intended to become a series, but after the first three shows, the amount of email that his broadcast generated made it an easy decision to make his programming a regular part of the lineup. Traveling the Countryside, and brought to you by AgriGold. In Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.